KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory continues until 4 p.m. this afternoon. Lots of sunshine this afternoon with a slight chance for isolated thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 88. South winds 20 to 30 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight 61. 80 tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The competition for money from USDA's effort to test climate-smart commodity projects is turning out to be quite stiff. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack told the Senate Ag Committee yesterday that USDA has received about 450 proposals from all 50 states, totaling $18 billion. That's four times the estimate Vilsack gave at an earlier hearing. USDA says the previous estimate was very rough. USDA does have $1 billion available for the program, and the application period for the smaller-scale projects is still open. The deadline for that round, which will fund projects up to $5 million, is June the 10th. A key focus on the Ag Committee hearing was the Biden administration's decision to side with a plaintiff in a case involving Roundup. During the hearing, Vilsack said he was never consulted by the Justice Department before the brief was filed. And after the hearing, he told reporters he didn't know if EPA was consulted either. He also emphasized he wasn't privy to the reasoning behind the filing brief. He said he's anxious to learn more about it. Well, the Ag Committee's next Farm Bill hearing will be June 17th at Arkansas State University in Jonesboro. The first hearing was held last month at Michigan State University. They're on for the Senate Agriculture Committee. And heavy rainfall has helped ease the drought conditions a bit in the southern plains. A large portion of the nation's wheat crop is at risk. At Texas, the area of extreme and exceptional drought fell from 56% to 46% in this week's drought monitor. And in Oklahoma, the area of extreme to exceptional drought was cut in half to 18%, also improvement in Colorado and Kansas. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
New Faces Old Lot, located in the old CNC Auto Sales building, the guys at Crown Over Auto Sales have exactly what you're looking for. From cars, trucks, SUVs, boats, heck, anything with a motor, if you're looking for it, they can find it. Stop by and check them out 7 days a week or online at crownoverautosales.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Kansas is moving to provide $50 million in relief to businesses forced by state or local officials to shut down or restrict their operations during the first weeks of the coronavirus pandemic. The measure is aimed at small businesses and would allow them to receive up to $5,000 for 2020 and 2021 if state and local officials imposed COVID-19 restrictions. Many of the restrictions were lifted by the summer of 2020. The Kansas town of Abilene is a finalist for a nationwide poll to determine the best historic small town in the U.S. The poll hosted by USA Today's 2022 Reader's Choice will be open until Monday, June 6th at 11 a.m. Abilene has been in the running for being named best historic small town for 4 years in a row. That's according to Abilene Convention and Visitors Bureau Director Julie Roller Weeks. I'm Trace Tull, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Phones are ringing off the hook at the second largest state park in the country, the El Dorado State Park. as local campsites for Memorial Day weekend are filling up. Doug Luxman, the director of volunteers and camp posts for the state park.
It's not uncommon for 80,000 to 90,000 people to be out here. We have hiking, we have bike trails, lots of boating, heavy boating on this lake, lots of camping, obviously. Lake level is pretty well back down. It's just, it may be up like 3 inches, I think, the last time I checked. A huge rain could make the water jump back up again and inundate some campsites, so I'm hoping that doesn't happen.
That audio courtesy of our news partners at KTV. Now, some sites on the grounds, including the Frontier Refinery Campground, are already 100% full. In total, around 85% of the park's total campsites have been reserved. You can find out more about El Dorado State Park by going to KSOutdoors.com. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Police have identified two men killed in a triple shooting in Lincoln over the weekend. Police say in a news release that 42-year-old Patricio Urias and 26-year-old Zachariah Palomo died in the Sunday morning shooting inside a home near 30th and P Streets. Officers found the men fatally wounded in the home after someone called 911 to report he had been shot. Police said a short time later, a 19-year-old man who was wounded in the shooting showed up at a Lincoln hospital. No arrests have been reported or suspects named. Police are asking the public for any information on the shooting. Nebraska's leading economic indicator rose in April, according to the most recent report from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. The indicator, designed to predict economic activity 6 months into the future, increased 1.85%. The leading indicator improved for three primary reasons, including a sharp increase in airline passenger counts during April. There was also a decline in initial claims for unemployment insurance. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Springtime in Kansas brings spring storms. If unfortunate weather hits your home, remember Burwell Construction and BurwellConstruction.com. For over 35 years, Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in roofing, siding, guttering, windows, and outdoor living with a new deck or patio cover. If spring gets sprung on your home this severe weather season, call Burwell Construction and always find them online at BurwellConstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell.
Let's go.
It's official.
Give it up.
Fox Million Dollar Music Monday delivers.
$1 million. Woo!
Niecy Nash kicks off the fun with Don't Forget the Lyrics.
Hey, you just took us to church, girl.
And Jamie Foxx keeps the party going.
Oh.
With Beat Shazam.
Monday.
Two back-to-back music game shows.
On fire.
One incredible night.
Now you're talking my language.
Fox Million Dollar Music Monday.
Tonight beginning at 7. Then it's your news, your time. With Fox Kansas News at 9.
Welcome to another edition of the Public Affairs Program on KNDY. I am your host, Max Blasky. Today I'm joined by Kate Martinez, Marysville Chamber and Main Street representative for the Big Blue River Days coming up. Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about Big Blue River Days, Kate?
Yeah, so we kick off on Friday night at 5:30. We have the Friday night cruising. We have our VIP night, which is our little get-together for our sponsors at 6 p.m., we also have Before the Dawn starting at 6 p.m., a four-piece from Southeast Nebraska who likes to play hits ranging from Metallica, Volbeat, and the Foo Fighters to Chris Stapleton and Coe Wetzel. And Tribute Trio, our live band, will be at 9 p.m. In the Tribute Trio, we'll have REO, Speedwagon, Cheap Trick, and Steve Miller Experience. Our third annual cornhole tournament will be at 7:30, and we will be taking registrations the day of. And then we go into Saturday with the 15th KCBS Big Blue Barbecue Contest and then the 31st Autofest Car Show. And we'll have the Big Blue Barbecue Shack open all weekend, and they'll just have various foods, and that'll be helped run by the 4-H groups of Marshall County. We'll also have our beer bin open all weekend, and you can get various drinks throughout the day, and we'll also be selling t-shirts out of there. Platinum Dance performance will be at 1 p.m. We'll have our kids' inflatable zone at 10 a.m. We'll have Beer Olympics at 5:30, and that will be a mixture of a washers, cornhole, chug-off, and a flip cup tournament. There'll be two girls and two boys. It's $50 per team, and you can sign up the day of at 5:30. And then we have Rewind at 6 p.m. and Fast Times Vigil Annie at 9 p.m. And this is June 3rd and 4th for Big Blue River Days 2022.
Talked about the car show. As always, 31st Annual Auto Fest car show there, Kate. Registration and fees, are there any of those if people want to get their cars into the show?
Yeah, so it's $20 per car, and you can also enter through drawings at that time, and then there's also going to be some door prizes and cash drawings.
I see that the Beer Olympics is new this year, Kate. How did that idea come about to put it part of the Big Blue River Days?
So we actually had a committee member do one in Lincoln last summer, and they had a lot of fun. We thought we were trying to put in a new idea and replace. Last year we did the Beer Mile, and that had been an event last couple of years previous. But we wanted to add something a little bit different, get a younger group involved, and so we thought this would be a perfect activity for that.
So your cornhole tournament, Kate, third annual, registration, anything like that you want people to be aware of?
So cornhole will start Friday night at 7:30 p.m. and we'll meet at the west of Wagon Wheel. You do have to purchase beers at the beer silo, and there's no outside coolers allowed. It's $50 per team, and it's a two-person team, and there are cash prizes involved. So it's a good way to kind of kick off your Friday night with some games.
Everyone loves food. What's some options that you're going to have this year since you're not doing the taste testing like you have in years past?
Yeah, so last year we introduced the Big Blue Barbecue Shack, and that had various barbecue foods that we had a group come in and make for us. And then we also have some local vendors. We'll have Bite Me Barbecue. Mon Pa's Kettle Corn will be down there. We'll have a Snow Cone Shack. And then our local Knights of Columbus will also come down and do some hamburgers and hot dogs Saturday afternoon.
That's very good. Now, food available Friday and Saturdays, or is that just going to be Saturday?
It's Saturday for the big stuff. And some other options are local restaurants.
Well, thank you for joining me today, Kate. And, of course, if people still are looking for some more information, where can they go for that?
You can check us out on Facebook, Big Blue BBQ. Or on our website, www.bigbluebbqmarysville.com. Come out and enjoy some live music, some good food, and enjoy looking at some nice cars.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A slight chance for some rain and thunderstorms throughout the day today, but otherwise still seeing sunshine throughout the region. Showers do become more likely overnight tonight, and some of them may be severe. Temperatures staying extremely warm for Memorial Day, with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa. Starting to cool down throughout Nebraska, with our highs in the lower 60s and lower 90s. The upper 70s and lower 90s throughout Kansas, and the upper 80s throughout Missouri. More showers are likely overnight tonight, with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the lower 40s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the mid 40s and upper 60s throughout Kansas, and the upper 60s throughout Missouri. More showers likely throughout Tuesday, starting to cool down, with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Iowa, the lower 60s and upper 70s throughout Nebraska, the mid 70s and lower 80s throughout Kansas, in the lower 80s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
What is the significance of the red poppy? A closer look on this Memorial Day edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. the state's largest farm advocacy organization, brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, May 30th, the 150th day of the year, and America honors fallen heroes on this Memorial Day. The red poppy has long been considered a symbol of consolation, but the connection with military remembrance can be traced to World War I and a woman who became known as the Poppy Lady. Moved by the opening line from In Flanders Fields, the poppies blow between the crosses row by row. Moina Michael, a Georgia professor, vowed to always wear a poppy as a tribute. She sold silk poppies to raise money for disabled veterans, and the symbol was soon adopted by the American Legion. Those paper poppies you see today are part of a tradition that dates back nearly 100 years. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
You'll be catching good vibes at the Footloose Dance Studio Summer Program June 3rd and 4th at 7 p.m. Hosted at the Marysville High School Auditorium, come see all the hard work the kiddos have put in. That's the Footloose Dance Studio Summer Program June 3rd and 4th at 7. Fall enrollments are now being accepted.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
KNDY.
Helena Agra Enterprises wants the Centralia American Legion baseball team to know the community will be rooting for the athletes this week. The fans can't wait to see the exciting double plays, stolen bases, and home runs on the way to a victory. From Helena Agra Enterprises in Centralia, people, products, knowledge. Hamas Trucking Incorporated is proud of the Seneca Post 21 American Legion baseball team and is rooting for the athletes to strike out their opponents and field the ball with precision. Good luck from Hamas Trucking Incorporated in Seneca. Commercial trucking, and truck and trailer repair. Sunmart is cheering loudly for the determined and dedicated Fall City American Legion baseball teams to make those double plays and knock the ball out of the park at the games this week. Let's go, Fall City Blue Storm, from the proud supporters and loyal fans at Sunmart in Fall City. Shop fresh, shop smart, shop Sunmart.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier, and happy at Memorial Day to you. Well, with Memorial Day, there is a game this afternoon set for the Kansas City Royals after them wrapping up their four-game series against the Minnesota Twins, as the Royals are on the road to take on the Cleveland Guardians. It's a three-game series in Cleveland. The last time the Royals took on the Guardians was back in the middle of April, as the series went 50-50 in that four-game series. First pitch tonight at 6:10 Eastern Time, 5:10 Central Time here in Kansas. Kansas City has been struggling throughout the season so far, with their record 15-29 in the bottom of the AL Central right now. The Guardians are in the middle of the series at 18-23 and third in the AL Central. Right now, the Minnesota Twins are still lingering number one for the division. At the same time, Kansas City is excited to have one of their great players return to the ball field, as Kansas City welcomes back Salvador Perez after his nine-game absence after suffering a sprained thumb.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Viola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Spring season for college baseball is over across the state of Kansas as the KU Jayhawks wrapped up their season with an overall record of 20-35 for the season, ending with their final three-game series against number 17 Texas Longhorns as they lost all three games, 4-12, 1-8, and 6-11. They saw their overall record 4-20 in conference play and had an eight-game losing streak throughout the season. On the Wildcats side, they wrapped up their season overall 29-28 this weekend after taking on the number 22 Oklahoma Sooners. Their final conference play in the season was 8-16 as they wrapped up the season playing through the 2022 Phillips 66 Big 12 Baseball Championship. Wichita State baseball in Kansas has also wrapped up with their finishing series at 21-36. 9-15 in the SAC play overall as they finish their final game against UCF, losing 12-4 in the game. That loss makes them miss the opportunity for conference play for the season. Mid-America Network Sports.
Blue Valley Door Company Incorporated is eager to watch the Beatrice American Legion baseball team at this week's games. From Blue Valley Door Company Incorporated in Beatrice, we service and install all styles of doors and openers, seamless guttering as well, for farm, residential, and industrial doors and openers. C&K Services will be cheering for the Sabetha Raptors Junior and Senior American Legion baseball teams as the athletes take on their opponents. The fans know you can do it. Knock the ball out of the park and head for home in victory. Good luck and way to go from your friends and fans at C&K Service in Sabetha.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff of Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it the most. Bruna Implement Company has been family owned for three generations. They know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and now Humboldt, Nebraska.
Take the worry out of ordering and refilling your propane tanks with Kramer Oil. Great people to work with. Their family has been serving your family since 1976. Customize your account with delivery and automatic refill, prepaid discount, or level billing options available. Hard work, integrity, and dedication to the community are hallmarks that Kramer Oil lives by and promise to deliver for you. Join the family today with a phone call to Kramer Oil in Marysville. Find them online at KramerOil.com.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263 or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Give your child a solid foundation in dance, cheer, or gymnastics. Get them over to Little Steps Dance and Gymnastics Studio in Seneca. With summer enrollment now open for competition and recreational cheer and dance, spots will fill up fast.
Find them on Facebook at Little Steps Dance and Gymnastics and start a new summer tradition today.
Dan Rice has traveled the length of Route 66 over 24 times. It might surprise people that his original inspiration for traversing the nearly 2,500 miles was a character on the show Happy Days. Dan's story and his unique career is next on The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Dan Rice says he was traveling Route 66 before he ever knew what highway numbers meant.
In the summer times, when I was out of school, I would stay with my grandparents in Chicago, and in the mornings we would walk with him to work, my grandmother and I. So we were always walking on Route 66. Well, I didn't even know what a 66 was in those days.
He soon realized the magic of that eight-state route.
My grandfather one day explained to me that this road that starts right here in Chicago actually ends out in Los Angeles where Fonzie lives. And I thought that was the coolest thing. The Fonz was the rage, and I wanted to meet the Fonz, so I knew I had to get to the end of that road.
In 1985, Dan and his father drove from Chicago to New Mexico, where his grandparents were wintering. It was the year Route 66 was decommissioned, and it was his first trip on the highway. He fell in love with the people and places on the route, and today he has a kinship with folks all across the nation. It's hard to name a favorite spot, but he does have a very unique tie to the menu at one restaurant.
The Midpoint Cafe is a favorite stop of mine. The woman there that owns that actually uses lemons off of my lemon tree in California to make her lemon pies. And her place is famous for something called Ugly Crust Pies. So we make sure to see her. I've traveled it 26 times. I still haven't seen everything.
So how long does it take to drive from Chicago to Santa Monica on Route 66?
The first thing you have to know is that Route 66 is not meant to be traveled quickly. I've done it fast just to see how fast you can cover the distance. The fastest I've ever done it was about 40 hours. That is not the way to see Route 66 because it's all a blur.
His favorite trip on Route 66 took 3.5 weeks. You can find Dan on Santa Monica Pier at his shop called 66 to Cali. His book, End of the Trail, chronicles his life and love for the road. Traveling the countryside in Santa Monica, California, I'm Andrew McCray.
Dull eyes, droopy ears, and a depressed appetite are signs of a sick calf. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Understanding the symptoms will help you bring it back to health as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Calves from birth to weaning are bombarded with bacteria, viruses, and other ailments. Keep an eye on them while they're healthy so you know how they behave when they're sick. Dee Griffin is with the University of Nebraska's Great Plains Veterinary Educational Center. He says if a calf has sunken eyes and a reduced appetite, those are signs that it's not feeling well. Trying to treat the animal yourself without the help of a veterinarian is not a good idea.
Based on the probability of symptoms, visit with your veterinarian about how to put together a reasonable treatment protocol. Almost all the drugs, actually, not almost, every drug that I think's worth using today are all prescription drugs. So the idea that you can go to the feed store and pick up something that's going to save your calf is folly.
Antibiotics are designed to inhibit or kill the bacteria that can cause scours. Sometimes a calf will have simple diarrhea, which means there isn't any disease-causing organism at work. Oral fluid therapy with a commercial electrolyte solution will prevent dehydration. To distinguish respiratory disease from something else, Griffin says to use a stethoscope to listen to the calf breathe. All respiratory diseases first occur on the right side of the animal's chest because the first airway from the trachea drops into the right lung.
If they're really loud, the air's moving faster through the tubes, and if those tubes are narrow, even if it's not moving fast, it will be loud. There's a time at which the sound kind of goes away, and it's almost like an echo because the air's coming through a lung that has been damaged to the point that it's now solid tissue. It's no longer a functioning lung that's full of air.
Find more tips for treating sick calves at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
past, all safe and blessed, we shall meet at
fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Hey, Dad, cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
There are so many words to describe Panera's new Chef's Chicken Sandwiches. The chicken, juicy, succulent, seared. The brioche roll, buttery and toasty. The Parmesan crisps, crunchy, tangy. The secret aioli, creamy and rich. All those words. But when you have a bite, you might just be left speechless. Panera's new Chef's Chicken Sandwiches. Enjoy $1 delivery fee when you order on our app. Restrictions apply. For details, visit PaneraBread.com/delivery info.
An organization dedicated to child safety on the farm celebrates a milestone today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Unlocking the power of your field data shouldn't be complicated. That's why you need the InCommand 1200, Ag Leader's in-cab display for every field activity and piece of machinery on your farm. The all-in-one display connects your entire operation, every season, display, field, and row. It's simple, it's smart, and it's just what your farming operation is missing. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. 25 years ago, the National Children's Center for Rural and Agricultural Health and Safety was formed. Barbara Lee has headed the center ever since.
Back at that time, we had really no good data except for these rough estimates, and there were no youth work standards. There were child labor and ag regulations, but they were very broad, and of course, the family farm exemptions meant that it wasn't comparable to other industries.
Lee says a lot of assumptions were in place then.
We also had these agricultural norms regarding what children should do and can do, and some of that spilled over in terms of farming and the expectation that farming as a hazardous industry just meant that there were going to be unavoidable injuries and deaths.
Lee says the Children's Center started organizing the space.
Our first effort was to develop voluntary guidelines for what type of work should children be doing in agriculture, how to have safe play areas on farms, which in itself was a bit controversial. Some folks said just you shouldn't even have play areas out there. We also developed model policies for employers who are hiring young workers and developed recommendations for off-farm child care.
Learn more by visiting the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the U.S. Meat Export Federation heard from former trade ambassador to China, Terry Branstad, during the organization's annual meeting this past week. As Branstad told attendees, keeping relationships with trading partners is key, especially with an environment like this right now.
Personal relationships are really important, especially in the Asian cultures. And one of the advantages I had was I was the first American governor to host Xi Jinping when he was just a county-level party secretary, and he led an ag delegation to Iowa in 1985. And I had been to China in 84, and we'd been treated very well there, so we wanted to go all out to treat him well. And so he calls me and the Iowans he met in 1984 old friends. So building that kind of relationship is really important.
He goes on to say that while China is a major market that we continue to do deals with and export agricultural goods to, it's not the only market out there.
There's a lot of other growing Asian markets that we need to work at, trying to reduce some of their market-distorting tariffs and things like that, as well as Europe and other parts of the world. So Europe's always been a challenge for us as well. We just need to put America first. We need to make sure that we're doing everything we can to open markets and knock down barriers to our agriculture products anywhere and everywhere in the world.
The U.S. has ended phase one of their trade deal with China, where China did massively increase much of their agricultural purchases here from the U.S., including the soybean market, as they continue to buy there. The phase two is still in the works and not quite activated yet, as there is still a trade deficit from China as we continue to work with the country and other parts of that region. That, again, was former trade ambassador to China, Terry Branstad, at the annual meeting for the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
When it comes to choosing your next pre-owned vehicle, it's all about selection, selection, selection. Rusty at Ford has that covered. And our selection includes much more than just Fords. Are you looking for a Chevy? We've got 25 of them. How about a Toyota? Choose from 20 in our inventory. In all, you can select from nearly 250 quality pre-owned vehicles. Want a Jeep? We have a dozen available. Choose from Dodges, Rams, GMCs, Kias, Nissans, and more. Rusty at Ford has them all. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. We should be your first, but we'll definitely be your last stop for your next pre-owned vehicle. And at Rusty at Ford, you can get used car financing as low as 2.9% APR or buy with zero down. Choosing your next pre-owned vehicle comes down to one thing. Selection, selection, selection. Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty at Ford.com. Offers with approved credit inspections. Please not all qualified. Limited term financing offers.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call Collect, 562-3418.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The National Milk Producers Federation and U.S. Dairy Export Council applauding the Biden administration for its initiation of a second U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement Dispute Panel. That dispute panel focuses on Canada's ongoing refusal to meet its USMCA dairy trade obligations. The first USMCA dispute panel, launched by the U.S. government, determined in January that Canada violated the agreement's dairy tariff rate quota provisions. May 16th, Canada published a final version, USMCA Dairy TRQ Approach. Well, that failed to fix its USMCA violating practices. So to address the additional problems, Canada revised approach has raised, and to defend the integrity of the agreement, the U.S. Trade Rep's Office has brought an additional case. The National Waterways Foundation has released a study focused on the current state of the U.S. inland waterway system. The study found that the ability for the U.S. to maintain a position of strength depends on a regular assessment of infrastructure needs and multimodal development strategies. Two factors in particular, the aging infrastructure and competition from other countries' inland waterway networks, pose a risk to the economic and national security advantage of the U.S. Increased investment levels from the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act offer an opportunity to greatly enhance the reliability and usefulness of the U.S. inland waterways system. Clearing the backlog of U.S. projects is needed to bring some facilities into a more modern practice. Waterways Foundation Chairman Matt Woodruff said we must be alert to the investments being made in the waterways of other nations that could erode the advantage and, where necessary, invest in increasing the efficiency of the system to stay ahead. That is an Ag Business Update, reliable and relevant. We're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
When you're working cattle, make it easier by getting everything you need at Valley Vet in Marysville. For vaccinating calves, Valley Vet's combination shots save time and stress on the calf. Valley Vet knows the importance of nutrition and cattle health. That's why they carry Cargill's Right Now Weatherized Performance Mineral at a low price. Put that mineral in a feeder with a fly killer cover and cut down on your pink eye problems. Let the staff at Valley Vet's retail store help prepare you for pasture season. Valley Vet in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
Pesticide-contaminated clothing needs to be treated differently than the rest of the family laundry. This keeps everyone safe on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our ExactEmerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Done applying pesticides, either throw those clothes away or make sure they've been cleaned properly. Clyde Ogg is an extension pesticide safety educator at the University of Nebraska. He says pesticide contaminated clothing needs to be treated differently than the rest of the family laundry. There's good evidence that pesticides can be transferred to other clothing in the wash machine. It also helps if the cleaning process starts before you step foot in the laundry room.
If it's a dry type of formulation and you can do some preliminary cleaning outdoors with pressurized air or something like that to get it cleaned off a bit, if possible, remove the clothing outside the living quarters. It's also recommended that the washing take place within 24 hours if possible. Apparently, the pesticide residues can get kind of locked into the fibers and more difficult to remove if you let them sit too long.
Check the pesticide label, which will help guide you in laundering. Ogg says research has shown that hot water, and lots of it, should get the job done.
You should use the largest volume of water that you can for your type of machine that you're using. A longer wash cycle is better. There doesn't seem to be a huge difference between a liquid detergent and powder. We also know that things like bleach and fabric softener don't help at all to remove the pesticides. It's a good quality detergent.
Dry the clothing outside if possible because sunlight can help break down any residues left in the fabric. This also prevents any pesticide particles from getting in the dryer. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for washing out pesticide residue at agriculture.com.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan. Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Markets closed for a Memorial Monday. Back at it for the Tuesday morning. As Friday last week, we wrapped up with the grains, mostly higher, livestock mostly lower on the day. We'll see what's in store for us on a Tuesday morning. Well, as the U.S. Department of Agriculture continues to release more data regarding our trade forecast, even with some of the volatility in the global market, the USDA's second quarter agricultural trade forecast did note a significant increase in exports from previous reports and another potential export record, which is good news, according to Chief Economist Seth Meyer and Rod Bain with the USDA.
Projected U.S. ag trade continues to reach record numbers. USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer says the second quarter trade forecast indicates
the current year we're in now, exports estimated at a record $191 billion,
up by $7.5 billion from February's estimate, fueled by across-the-board rises in exported commodities.
Each category, in grains and feeds, in oilseeds, in cotton, livestock, poultry and dairy, horticultural products, even ethanol, all of them either flat or higher than the previous estimate.
With soybean, corn, and cotton exports significantly up from the first quarter projections, Meyer says the ag trade increase correlates with increased commodity prices.
So the estimates rose for the fiscal year 22 on higher prices as we've continued to see commodity prices rise since the Russian invasion of Ukraine. But we haven't seen a lot of other countries back off in terms of quantities taken in, which has been really interesting.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
On Friday last week, we saw mostly higher numbers of the grains, lower in the livestock, as we saw corn for July up by 12 and a quarter cent at the end of trading to 777 and a quarter. Wheat market mostly higher as well, with July up by 6 3/4 at 1235 and a quarter. Bean market saw some green by the end of trading, with July soybeans up 5 3/4 cents, finishing at 1732 and a quarter.
It's time for another mowing season, and Hale Sales and Service is the call to make. Hale Sales and Service has moved to 6024 North Broadway in Park City. New convenient location, same great people, and the customer service you deserve, along with the best zero-turn mowers on the market today, Hustler Turf Equipment. With over 60 years' experience, Hale Sales and Service has a great selection of Hustler mowers, as well as the state's largest in-stock selection of Hustler parts for all your service needs. Made to complete more work in less time, Hustler mowers are built for outstanding cuts, matchless operator comfort, and ready-to-go reliability. Plus, it's downright fun to mow with a Hustler zero-turn mower. Hales offers great incentives and easy-on-the-budget finance options for all new Hustler mowers. New or used, parts and service, homeowners or contractors, call 772-5853 or stop by the all-new Hales Sales and Service at 6024 North Broadway in Park City. Conveniently located just off Highway 135 at the 61st.
Hi, I'm Mandy Ringsdorf. We are excited about serving the local communities with the quality products you have come to depend on for all your projects. Get all your lumber and tools for your DIY projects and construction jobs at Axtell Lumber and Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
And I'm her brother, James Kroger. Together with our spouses, we are pleased to be the new owners of Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. From monthly doorbusters, portable sheds, rental equipment, and more, we will continue to carry what you need and want. Thank you for shopping local, and we look forward to serving you.
High commodity prices are putting the economic pinch on you cattle producers as you scramble to manage your feeding costs. A K-State beef systems specialist is advising you to step back and fully assess your cattle feeding programs, seeking opportunities to economize wherever possible. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. Eric Atkinson here. One thing that K-State's Justin Wagner is promoting is looking at other feedstuff options and comparing those to your normal rations.
You know, we have a lot of producers right now that are looking at many different types of alternative feedstuffs that they may or may not be familiar with. You know, anything that's an alternative to corn, I think right now is would have a lot of interest from producers. And so really what's important as we look at pricing, you know, commodities into the ration is we always want to evaluate those commodities on a cost per unit of energy or cost per unit of crude protein basis on a dry matter basis. And what that really allows us to do is that allows us to compare those feedstuffs, which may be very different in terms of their composition, you know, silage versus some sort of lower quality grass hay, and evaluate that on really an apples to apples basis. You know, we may have an apple and an orange, but if we do it on a dry matter basis, we can, you know, appropriately evaluate those two commodities.
And he tells how to go about determining that cost per unit of energy or protein for purposes of this comparison.
Well, it mostly starts with, you know, doing a good job of communicating with whomever is brokering those commodities, and it starts with the nutrient analysis, knowing exactly what the nutrient composition of the feedstuff that you're looking at is, what the dry matter composition of that feedstuff is going to be, how much energy is in that, and how much protein. And then once we go beyond that, it's just, you know, kind of simple mathematics of cost per ton, cost per dry matter ton, and then cost of whatever nutrient we're looking at and putting that on a dry matter ton basis.
In addition to breaking down the nutritive value of the feedstuff in question, other cost factors need to be accounted for as well, according to Justin.
We also have to take into account things like freight. That's gone up quite dramatically here recently. You know, processing costs as well as commodity shrink should also be included in some of those. So, you know, we kind of take that fundamental equation of, well, make all those things on a dry matter basis, you know, calculate dollars per unit of energy, dollars per unit of protein. But we also have to factor in some of those other issues like shrink.
That's K-State's Justin Wagner. He further advises you cattle producers to seek input from your herd nutritionist or tap into K-State informational resources through your local Extension agricultural agent. And this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The legends of country music play here on Classic Country KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.